With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's Vossi and the Missile this morning. Today is day four of Joel and Fletcher's 9 days of Dogmas. We all love being with our family for Christmas, and like us, dogs want to be with family too. So together with Greyhound as Pets, we are making it our mission to find a home for these dogs just in time for Christmas. Today, meet Fred. He's a very friendly dog and is a big ball of fun. If you love the sound of Fred, all you need to do is head to gapnewsouthwales.com.au. GAPNSW.com.au. Have I sold Fred there enough, Bossy?
Fred the funster.
He's a big
Fred
ball
is
of fun.
The funster. He would. He just wants to muck around. Fred, you know, Fred, that's a good name for a friendly dog. Fred.
Yes, I like
Fred,
it.
Fred's going to be your pet. Fred's
maybe Michelle can adopt one of these greyhounds. What do you reckon, Michelle?
Oh, look,
Michelle?
I'd love to, but I've got three British bulldogs. I'm actually taking one of them, Remy, to the vet this morning. And they're very costly, so no more. Yeah, three.
Yeah, three. What's the combined weight of the three British bulldogs?
Oh, 1,000 kilos. Yeah. They're only 6 or 7 months old, but they are massive and a bit smelly. Yeah.
Bit smelly.
Yeah, oh, they
smelly.
Are. Smelly.
Sure, that's not your teenage boys.
Oh, it could be a bit of that. And the dogs aren't allowed in the house.
I said, you're not really selling the bulldogs as pets ad, which is an unofficial ad there.
It's a real shame, isn't it, with my husband breeding them? But anyway.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Never mind.
Okay, for this. Yeah, no, I think we should do a little sport. Well, the Socceroos arriving home last night at different ports. What does the future hold for Graham Arnold? Because it did seem that every player was glowing. They were absolutely glowing in praise of Graham Arnold and what he did for the team.
Yeah, well, as we did see last night, lots of pats on the back being shared around. But it has been revealed that Graham Arnold, the coach who was responsible for pulling all of this together, hasn't been offered a new deal yet. Nothing's been tabled. He's had a few offers from overseas that are pretty much official. And we obviously are risking losing him to rival nations. Two of those offers, one's from Asia and one's in the Middle East. But Football Australia is undertaking a lengthy review. Don't you got to love a review? They've held a discussion with Arnold's manager, but there's been no formal offer tabled. So, guys, we heard from members, as you just pointed out, Vossi, throughout the entire tournament. He is the man for the job. In fact, one player used some pretty colourful words, something along the lines of FA can F blah, 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 if the governing body isn't forthcoming with a deal. It has to happen and it has to happen straight away. So, in some circles, there is speculation Football Australia wants to replace Graham Arnold with John Aloisi, but an FA spokesperson has denied that. So, look, as much as Graham Arnold wants the job, you know he does. You know he's desperate. Obviously, there's a bit of pride involved, and I'm not sure that he's going to be wasting time being dictated to at this stage with, you know, huge offers from overseas. But what a shame. He's been able to lift the national side the way he has, and it'd just be, I guess, the fairy tale ending to offer him a long-term deal.
Could you coach a club side and a national side at the same time?
I'm not sure about that one.
Maestro is nodding his head here in studio. So John Aloisi could potentially coach A-League and Australia, and Graham Arnold could potentially coach an EPL side or something and Australia.
Yeah, but is that really something you want? Wouldn't you want your full focus to be?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I love what Mal Meninga does with the Australian side now in terms of the Kangaroos with rugby league. Yeah, nah.
There's been a big surprise for pubgoers, Michelle.
Well, imagine being at your local, downing a coldie after the last few balls of the cricket. It was sensational because you've just seen the Aussies win against the West Indies. And then you do a bit of a double take and you see a few of the Aussie players stroll into your pub to have a few quiet ones. This actually happened in Perth, a bit like the old days, guys. And the locals at Camfield Pub, it's adjacent to Optus Stadium, looked up to see the Aussie players walking into the bar. You know, those days of them celebrating with the public and in the public spotlight, they're kind of gone. They usually have a few quiet drinks in the sheds and then go about their business. Guys, I can't help but be a little bit cynical. I just feel like there might be a little bit more to this. It might not be as innocent as what we are looking at, maybe a bit of a PR spin. You know, we're seeing so much drama involved in cricket. It's been a real tumultuous time. Maybe this is them interacting with the public and getting some photos and that sort of stuff. And I do know, I'm hearing that there's a bit of a fly on the wall doco coming out mid-Jan called The Test Season 2, and it's a look at last year's awful period and all that battle with Justin Langer's exit. So as I say, I don't want to be cynical. I'd love this to be really authentic and genuine. And, you know, this is not just having a go at Cricket Australia with this one, because the members of the public, there's been several incidents in the past which has stopped the cricketers from interacting. But wouldn't it be great if that's what this was all about? It remains to be seen.
Last time the cricketers let their hair down, they got punted off that rooftop because they were partying till 4 or 5 a.m. with the English team.
Yes, that's very true.
Let the boys party.
Crowds are down at the moment, and I think they might be doing all they can to kind of win the hearts of the Australian nation once again.
They can come to the pub in Bondi with me any day. I'll have a beer.
The Bungadore pub, the Lake George, always welcome.
Get them down there to Mittagong, hey Vossie.
Yeah, well, sounds all very good, all of that. Michelle, you've had another stellar day on the program, and tomorrow you'll be back even bigger and better.
Let's do it. See you then, guys.
Good luck with the dogs. It is 7.5 minutes to 9. We're going to bring it home, and then Maddie White's going to step up to the plate between 9 and 12 on SEN. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.